Luke Fry, Associate Director of the Communications for Better Business Bureau, serving Connecticut, and warns about the rise in puppy scam reports, believe it or not. Boy, I'll tell you, Luke, they won't leave anything alone, will they? Huh?
Yeah, no, they won't. And a lot of people kind of ask me what is a puppy scam, since it sort of seems a little different than other scams I usually talk about. And a puppy scam generally is when people are trying to purchase a pet online and they're having it shipped across country. And I actually know a bunch of people who have
They
ship the dog through... through an aircraft to you. So what you could be buying a dog in Arkansas from Connecticut, and it's shipped over to you on an airline. And I have heard of a lot of people actually doing this. However, where the puppy scam falls into play is you're actually buying it from a scammer. So as that puppy gets shipped to you, you're asked to pay $100 extra. Oh, it's stuck at security. We need an extra $100. And then you show up to the airport and your dog is nowhere to be found. So we tried to come up with a couple tips, since we saw an increase in Connecticut in puppy scams. And we usually see an increase around springtime. It's about to get warmer. It's easier to train your pet if it's warmer outside and it's not brutally cold.
Yeah.
So we always see an increase around now, and then around Christmas time as well.
You know, when you take a look at all of these things that they do, you wonder if you should keep any cards. You wonder if you should keep anything. Truly, take it yourself, because they're after it all. There's no question about it.
I know it's tough. And a lot of people who do purchase these dogs are asked to pay through wire transfer, MoneyGram, money orders. And these are means of payment that we talk about all the time that should really be a red flag anytime you are trying to purchase something that you should be able to buy on a credit card.
Is there a particular age group that goes for all of these things that you represent?
So there's not one age group as far as all scams go. However, we did have a scam tracker report come out about a month ago, and it actually showed that people ages 18 to 35 are actually at highest risk now for scams.
And
I think that's because a large amount of scams now are actually stemmed from online purchases and online use, and people in that age group are using the web more than people in other age groups. So it's becoming more increasingly hard for younger people to even tell if these situations are scams or not. And it's not only that older generation that a lot of people think are victims to scams. They are, but right now they're not the highest susceptible to scams.
But the whole scam industry, and do you ever get an opportunity with your investigating these things, do you ever get an opportunity to find out what kind of people are the ones that scam?
So throughout the time I've been at BBB here in Connecticut, we have done a couple investigations, and I can't say there's one type of person who is the scammer, but usually we can't really find that one person. They're usually through a trail of emails, a trail of addresses, and really have no footprint at all. So I can't really, you know, put one age demographic or really say who these people are. But really, when it comes down to it, they're awful people who are really spending their time to inconvenience and scam others. So it's really unfortunate that that's what they do.
You know, for somebody like yourself to do this, it's in this day and age, it just seems everywhere we go, everywhere I check this out or check that out, that you've really got to be careful or you're going to give it away.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost everywhere now. If you're making an online purchase, if you're hiring someone, you really need to be doing your research regardless of what transaction you're about to make. And at times it can seem like, well, I'm going to get scammed anyway. There's no, you know, one way that will keep me scam free. So that's why I try to come here and say it is easy if you just take a little bit of time. I think 90% of the people who are scammed either realize it right after it happens and say, I should have done or I should have looked at. So I think it's just this, you know, a day and age where everyone is so busy, everyone is trying to get everything done so quickly. And if we just take one step back and look at everything we do a little bit more in depth, I think we will not be scammed as much in the future.
Well, I'll tell you, Luke, it's great to have you come in here live when you can. Luke Frey, Associate Director of Communication for Better Business Bureau serving Connecticut, and the puppy scam. That's really something.
Yeah, no, it is.
Unreal. So we'll see you again, I know.
All right. Yes, you will.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks.